This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here tonight with a bit of a different kind of approach because, well, we're not quite on the air live yet. Normally we're live 365 days a year, and we are going to be live today. It's just we're not starting the show live because all of our co-hosts are in the same place right now. Normally we, you know, can there's at least a couple of us that can be here and be live, but we had to all be at this meeting for reasons we can't discuss here. So we're going to continue with special interviews. This one from Anarchapulco. We were talking about Kratom with Nick Rodriguez. That'll we'll wrap that interview up here in this segment. Also, want to make sure that you know about freetalklive.com, some of the cool features that you can go and get interactive with there, like our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Normally, during our live shows, which is coming up, it'll be a great way for you to call in and participate, get on the air with us, and talk about anything that you want. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. But, you know, like I said, you can't call in right now, but you will be able to. So go ahead and get that Discord set up on your phone, your smartphone or your laptop or desktop device. You just download the Discord app. Discordapp.com, I think, is their website. Download their app or go through the Play or App Stores. Get it configured. It's real easy. Just a username and password. And once you're in, go into your web browser and type in discord.lrn.fm. Now, the reason you have to do that is because for every Discord server, there's a special invite code that you need to get into the server. Well, when you go to discord.lrn.fm, it's already got that invite code built in to that URL, and it'll pop you right into our Discord server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and co-hosts of the show. I'm in there pretty much every single day, multiple times a day. It's a great little chat server. There's different channels in there with which you can interact with other Free Talk Live users, listeners, etc. So, discord.lrn.fm. We continue with the interview from Anarchapulco 2019 with Nick Rodriguez about Kratom.
So, really, the an interesting thing, let me just start out with saying that our company is based out of Florida.
Okay.
And there was a major lobbying effort to try to ban it and make it illegal in the state of Florida, yes.
Okay.
So the state legislature actually issued an order to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to conduct a statewide investigation to find out the level of risk that Kratom posed to the citizens of Florida. Ultimately, after their investigation was over, they concluded that Kratom actually posed no risk to the residents of Florida.
So people don't die from this?
No. And there is information out there that the other side that's trying to ban Kratom,
mm-hmm.
they have been trying to blame Kratom on deaths or whatever. This is all like basically it's fake. You know,
yeah.
it's this conjured up to try to advance their agendas to take Kratom away from the people that need it.
And who's against this? Is it the anti-drug people who apparently I've heard that one of the aspects of Kratom could get you a buzz somehow. I don't even know, you know, how common that is or whatever, but so are these just the people who don't like anybody having a little bit of fun?
No, I don't think that's what it is at all. I think what it is, it's about money, because Kratom is... Yes, exactly. It's a pharmaceutical company, so the ones that are paying the lobbyists, they're going out to the states and mm-hmm. trying to actually get this substance banned. But, you know, like I said, I want to go back and reiterate that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement conducted a thorough investigation statewide in Florida. And their ultimate determination was that it didn't pose any risk.
Interesting. So they didn't pass the law against it, then?
No. No, we beat them.
Good.
Yep.
And then what happened at the federal level? Do you know what happened there?
Same thing. There's a group called Botanical Educational Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a lobbying organization, 501c3, and they've been going out state by state. You know, they're always keeping an eye on what kind of legislation is being passed to try to ban that in whichever state it may be. So they're one of their main focuses is educating legislators in all the states
right.
to, you know, the actual studies, the scientific evidence on what Kratom is, how it affects people, And more and more of the states are realizing the truth. And
have any states outlawed it?
I think it's maybe five.
Okay.
Five or six. Hold on. I could.
Is there like a list on your website where you,
there is,
you want
yeah.
to sell to those?
Absolutely.
To those
yeah. There's a header on our website. Underneath the header, you'll see the states that we can't ship to.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, we've lost a fight in a few states. But one of the positive things is, like, for example, Tennessee, it was banned in Tennessee. Until
yep.
recently, Botanical Educational Alliance was able to overturn that by
Excellent.
Educating the legislators there. So, once again, we can ship to Tennessee.
Good. Congratulations. All right. KratomTradingCo.com. That's your website. It's K-R-A-T-O-M, KratomTradingCo.com. Folks can go, as long as it's legal where they live, which sounds like most people, could go and learn more and order some from that site.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anything I should have asked you about Kratom that, you know, I didn't ask you about?
I don't know. It's just great that, you know, we can get the information out to people. I would emphasize that if people need more information about Kratom, to go to the Botanical Educational Alliance, go to their okay. website. It's a lot of good information there.
Cool.
And if they feel like they need to get involved or, you know, they already are familiar with Kratom, that's another good avenue that they can, you know, participate in the efforts to keep this plant legal and available.
Nick Rodriguez, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian.
Appreciate you being here, and I hope you've enjoyed the conference here at NRC.
Absolutely did. Met a lot of good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Free Talk Live. That was the interview of Nick Rodriguez from Anarchapulco 2019, talking about Kratom. If you missed out on our Anarchapulco interviews, just jump back in our archives over at freetalklive.com. They started on, I believe, the 14th. The official event dates were the 14th through the 17th. So those four shows were just wall-to-wall interviews, and then we've had bonus interviews every single night since then, pretty much. So you can check out our past archives for even more from Anarchapulco 2019. And if you missed it, they're already working on Anarchapulco 2020. We don't have a discount code for you yet because it's just too early. We haven't done any kind of negotiations, but if you do want those super early bird tickets, they are available at a discount over at anarchapulco.com. So make sure you check that out. Hopefully we'll be there in 2020. That's certainly my intention, because Anarchapulco was and is an amazing event. It really is the go-to event in the Liberty world right now. Now, it's still, you know, a little pricey to get down there. I mean, I think it was a $500 plane ticket, maybe seven. Actually, no, I think it came up to about $700 round trip for me to get down there. And then the hotel is actually surprisingly affordable, considering it's right on the beach and it's like, you know, probably a 4 or 5 star resort. It's very, very nice. But you're in Acapulco, so things, not everything is as expensive as it would be here in the United States. Anyway, anarchapulco.com. Hey, also, coming up in about 2 weeks, not quite 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks from tonight, there's going to be a very special event happening on Twitch. And it's actually technically going to happen on Aria Demetzo's channel, but we're going to kind of simulcast it on the LRN.FM Twitch channel. It's going to be called Nazi versus She-Male Fight Night. So people wanted to see... There was an event that we did, Free Your Talk Live, with Chris Cantwell, the so-called crying Nazi on Free Talk Live, a former co-host we ended up firing a few years ago because he, well, turned into a racist, and that's not something that's okay to be if you're going to be a Free Talk Live co-host, so he's been fired from Free Talk Live. But we still know Chris, and so he had come in here for a special internet-only, Twitch-only episode of Free Your Talk Live. It caused some level of controversy, both inside and outside of the studio. But at one point during that three-hour-long show, Aria Demetzo, the anarchist she-male who's previously run for sheriff here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, she had a back-and-forth with Chris. She kind of sat in while I went and took care of some things around the house. And things got pretty heated between Chris and Aria. And I know she wanted more time with him, and Chris has had her on his show in the past. So now Aria is going to be in here. It's going to be just the two of them. There's going to be nobody else in the conversation, from what I understand. It's Chris Cantwell versus Aria Demetzo. It's going to be Nazi versus She-Male on Friday, March 15th. It's going to kick off just moments after the Free Talk Live radio show ends. It will be viewable on the LRN channel, but it's not officially on the LRN channel because we're expecting that whichever channel broadcasts this may
may get banned from Twitch. So Aria says she doesn't care what happens to her channel, so she's going to do it on hers. So don't miss that. Mark your calendar if you want the entertainment. If you want to see the fight happen live, it's Friday, March 15th. Here are the LRN studios on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. More coming up. We should be live. Coming up next.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Oh, there's packet loss, and that's what it sounds like. Here we are on Free Talk Live. Although, actually, our radio listeners probably can't hear the packet loss, because that's, they probably have, like, what are you talking about, packet loss? It's only the internet listeners that can hear that. Anyway, we're doing a radio show now. We're actually here in the studio. It is live. It has not been live up until this point here tonight, as I've announced several times, due to all of the hosts having to, well, not having to, but wanting to attend a certain local meeting. And I said I couldn't talk about what it was, but I think I can now that the meeting is over. So, you know, I didn't mean to tease people with that and, oh, they can't tell us what it is. We're trying to save the local credit union from being subsumed by a massive credit union from Massachusetts. So, I mean, this isn't, I don't know how relevant this is to, you know, the average listener, but that's what was going on. It's hard to be a small credit union, you know, these days. It's hard to be a small anything these days with the trend towards bigger and bigger and corporate and more regulations and, basically, the local credit union here, of which most of our co-hosts are members, I think with the exception of you, Vincent. But I didn't want to ask you to host, you know, Free Talk Live by yourself. You have other things that you could have done with the hour of time.
Well, let's see. That would have been just me let's say it would have been an hour of just me talking aside from callers. So that would be hour number three of just me minus commercial breaks today of me speaking nonstop into the mic. And I busted my voice.
Because you have a 2-hour broadcast radio show that you do on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Starting at 9 a.m.
Yep. And even then I busted my voice doing first the Alex Jones impression. Then I tried with Jesse Ventura. And then, yeah, I had to, keep my voice on lockdown the rest of the hour.
So when I told you you could have an extra hour off tonight, you were pretty happy about it.
Yes.
But yeah, so most of our co-hosts were members of the Cheshire County Federal Credit Union here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a small, little local credit union. Had 3,300 members. Not a lot, right? Like, that's not a lot of people. And the credit union's been around since the 1960s. And it was one of those things where it was originally formed for a corporation. So for the employees of a local company, and then they at one point changed their charter to expand to allow anyone who lives or works or I think worships in Cheshire County to become a member of that credit union. And for listeners that don't know what a credit union is, Vincent, have you ever actually been a member at a credit union?
No.
I was never a member at a credit union until probably about 2 years ago. I knew they existed, but I was like, oh, what do I need that for? I've got my bank. Well, credit unions are definitely, I think, a better thing than a bank because they're more customer oriented generally. You know, they're more likely to know your name when you walk in the door. They purportedly offer better rates because they're nonprofit organizations, so all their profits supposedly go to offer their members better services and rates rather than, you know, some CEO pay of, you know, some insane levels. And so there's a lot of reasons to join a credit union because, number one, you as a member have some kind of influence, purportedly. Unfortunately, today there weren't enough members who actually had the influence to oppose this particular proposal. So the proposal was to merge, which basically means be subsumed by, to become part of.
Be absorbed by.
Yeah, be absorbed by.
Consumed by.
Right, by an organization that not only has about 10 times the membership. So they have about 29,000 members in this other group, but also has 25 times the assets, meaning, you know, when you look at a bank's numbers, you see what are the deposits they have, you know, how much do they have on their files, on their books or whatever. The local credit union had $19 million worth. And this massive credit union, which, you know, all things considered compared to mega banks like Chase is still very small, but, you know, compared to our local credit union, much larger, had 25 times that. They had $500 million. And they've absorbed other credit unions in the area, and so that's kind of seems to be like what they do.
Well, people must have voted for it for a reason. What benefits do they have by being absorbed?
Yeah, so I mean, we obviously would have to ask everybody why they voted for it because they did vote for it when we left because I had to come back and be on the air. We were waiting for the counting to be finished, and I just kind of walked over to look and see what the count was, and it was like 250-50, basically. The 250 voting in favor of the merger with 50 voting against it. And about 46 or so sort of bad ballots, for whatever reason, ballots that had to be rejected. So it was nowhere even near close. So we figured it's a done deal. And it, you know, there's no way it was going to turn around. They'd already like sort of processed through most of the ballots at that point. So, I mean, if I had to speculate, I would say that the proposal was made in a way that was, I don't think, entirely fair. So what happened was they came to an agreement with this other credit union back in May of last year, so of 2018, and they didn't tell anybody about it in the membership until 3 weeks ago. So they sent out a letter to all the members, and the letter only had a one side to it. The letter wasn't, it wasn't like, here's a side written by the people who want this. Here's a side written by the people who are against it. No, no.
Or even just a pros and cons list.
No, it was all pros. So it was all from the board of directors. This is what we think should happen. Here are the reasons why we think this should happen. So better interest rates, right? And that's what a lot of people care about when it comes to a bank account. They care about what's the interest rate, even though it's basically nothing, right? Like if you get open up a checking account, in a lot of banks, you won't get any interest or very, very little.
Boy, you end up losing money because of the inflation. It just lose.
Well, that's certainly the larger picture, yeah. But, I mean, most people don't think that wide. They just look at what the rate of, the bank account is going to generate. And on most bank accounts, it's a joke. Whether it's a joke of 0.5% or, you know, 0.25%, I mean, either one of those things is insignificant.
Well, yeah, but if you have $100,000, you get 1%.
Yeah, even that's still not a whole.
Yeah, but those are the offers they give. Like I was going for my banking, it's like, why do they even bother mentioning interest at all? Right? It's like a joke.
It's a joke. But yet, you know, I guess if you're going to take a loan out, 4% makes a difference compared to 5%. I don't know. So anyway, I would say that's probably one factor. Another one was the idea that some people want to help the employees out, right? So, like, the employees who'd worked for this credit union weren't getting paid a whole lot. It's a local, small credit union. They don't have a lot of money. And so the paychecks are relatively small for these employees. So the employees would get a raise. So they had an incentive, you know, to lobby for this. And let's see, what else? Oh, well, because they're joining this other credit union, then that gives certain benefits. They offer other, you know, loan services and things like that. So it would be more like a big bank, which is the reason why people purportedly joined this credit union, was to not be part of a big bank, was to be part of a small local organization that's controlled locally by its members. So now that it's passed, now that the merger is going to happen, now it's not going to be as controlled by its members. It will be controlled by 29,000 people in this entire region, most of them in Massachusetts. So Massachusetts is not New Hampshire. Even though it's, you know, within an hour's drive of where we are in New Hampshire, it's still not New Hampshire. A lot of great points were made by co-hosts of Free Talk Live, roommates, you know, people who care about freedom were there, and they Rich Paul and Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host. And unfortunately, by the time we all got to the meeting, most all the votes were in because they all came by mail, you know. So the people who voted never really had an opportunity to hear an opposing side.
Or just didn't want to.
There's more coming up here, 855 450 Free Like Freedom. Free Talk Live.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting ready to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the second time in Hanoi, Vietnam. Texas Republican Congressman and former Navy SEAL Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News he's cautiously optimistic about the way things have been going.
We've gone through this with the North Koreans many, many times. We have two new leaders who are actually willing to talk and sit down and discuss the future. We've seen historic talks between the North and the South on their own.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen was testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sums up his testimony.
I mean, this guy's so delusional. He actually said he started the Trump presidential campaign in 2011 when he created some website. And he's also arguing with the Southern District of New York attorney. He said he never even wanted a job in the White House when the Southern District of New York attorney said he definitely wanted a job in the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. And of course, I totally forgot to turn the cams on here tonight, so I have to do that. Was a little distracted by a ultimately disappointing vote at the local credit union to they ultimately decided the members who did vote, which by the way, less than 10% of them voted. Maybe like 9% of them. I figured it'd be about 10% that would actually participate. So it was about 200. By the time we left and they seemed to be mostly done counting the votes, it was 250 to about 50 in favor. So 250 in favor of being subsumed by some massive credit union, which just so happens to not be particularly friendly to cryptocurrency. So that's unfortunate, too. Anyway... It was a good effort, and a lot of our co-hosts were out there and, you know, lobbying in favor of keeping the credit union small and keeping it local. But unfortunately, the people who voted, they decided they wanted it to be big. And that's it. Bigger is not necessarily better.
No, by no means, no.
But the only other option now for people that care about, you know, cryptocurrency would be for them to start their own credit union.
Oh, isn't the whole point of Bitcoin being your own bank that you don't need any of that stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's the idea behind, you know, one of the ideas behind Bitcoin is to get away from the old banking institutions and all that. But unfortunately, we still have them. We still are, you know, we can't get away from them yet because there aren't enough people that are taking cryptocurrency. So... you can't live your whole life on crypto for real. Like, there are some people who claim that I don't ever spend anything but cryptocurrency. Well, you're kind of you're kind of cheating on the on those claims. And when I say that, what I mean is there are some pretty cool tools that there are that exist in the cryptocurrency world, like a crypto fuel debit card. Have you ever heard of these things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you could use it. So it works as an actual debit card. Like,
yeah,
I could go to Walmart and use that.
Right, I have one from a company called BitPay, which is one of the original kind of merchant acceptance, Bitcoin acceptance companies. And it's a neat concept. What it does is it allows you to send Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash to an address that's associated with this card, this Visa. It's got the Visa logo on it. So, like, this works at pretty much any place that takes Visa, with very few exceptions, according to my experiments with it. And so, so what it is you load the card with crypto, but not really.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Because what happens is the card doesn't keep the balance in cryptocurrency. It keeps a balance in dollars. So let's say right now one Bitcoin's worth $3,800. So if you put half a Bitcoin on here, you know, you're at about $1,900 worth of U.S. dollars that gets loaded on here. If the price of crypto changes, you still have $1,900. So this is a debit card with dollars on it. This isn't a crypto card. It's just you can load the dollars onto it by sending Bitcoin to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you use crypto to get dollars.
Yeah, that's all you're doing.
Yeah,
you're
so yeah, that doesn't count living off crypto.
It's just you're just selling your crypto to get dollars, and then you're spending dollars. So it's a neat gimmick. It's a good way.
Useful. It sounds useful.
It's useful. I'm not downing this card. It's for people that, you know, want to get into cryptocurrency, and one of the questions is, how do I get out of cryptocurrency? Because, you know, if you go to the cryptocurrency vending machines, a lot of them, they only sell crypto. They don't buy it back. So getting out of crypto, selling your crypto for dollars, is a challenging thing. Now, of course, the true zealot would say, well, you should never sell your crypto. Well, I mean, the reality is some people got to pay their bills, and you can't pay your bills, most of them, with cryptocurrency yet today. So some people have to get out. So having a tool like this is easier than, you know, signing up at some exchange, than having to send your Bitcoin to the exchange, than having to trade the Bitcoin on the exchange, than having to withdraw the money from the exchange. There's several steps involved in that. Here you just send the Bitcoin to the card. It converts it to a U.S. dollar balance. You spend the balance. That's all you have to do. So there are the people that are claiming that they only spend crypto. That's cheating. To me, if you're only spending crypto, you have to just spend crypto, meaning the business has to accept the cryptocurrency, meaning the business owner has to get crypto after your sale, not dollars. Because if I go in and I buy something with this BitPay card, the person I'm buying it from doesn't know this was fueled with crypto. They don't know anything. All they know is I'm giving them a debit card. And they get dollars in their bank account from that debit card. So if you're not actually using crypto at every transaction, you're not actually living off of crypto. And so I don't think that anybody who claims to be living off of crypto fully is actually doing it, if you exclude these sort of cheap methods.
Unless someone could find a way to survive off of, like, local burger and every food truck every day.
Yeah, it would get pretty tiring, you know, having to go. I mean, we've got
especially
a variety.
Especially the arteries, too. The arteries get pretty tired very fast.
Yeah, yeah. You can't really go and buy a bunch of fresh fruit and vegetables with cryptocurrency right now. Although, you know, I'm sure there are some people that are trying to work on the farmer's market.
Well, have you ever tried getting the Monadnock Co-op to accept crypto?
I'm not a member there, so I have not tried to do that. But there used to be a guy who lived here who was a member, and he did actually pitch them on taking Dash at one point. Now, that was actually before Dash kind of became a big thing in the area and before AnyPay even existed. And I think that they you know, they'd spent time with him. They actually sat down and listened to the pitch. And I think that they ultimately said that for now they weren't going to do anything about it.
Well, I wonder if they regret. Well, I was going to say, you know, Dash then became a big thing, but then everything crashed. So I'm sure they don't regret it. But
Who knows? I mean, if more members wanted to approach them. Look, all it takes is numbers. All this. For whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's you're trying to advance cryptocurrency or you're trying to advance liberty or both or whatever it is that your project is, or maybe you're a communist and you want to advance communism, you know, it just takes numbers. You have to have people. You have to have large numbers of them. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, you want to change policy, you want to have, you know, cryptocurrency take over. That's why moving people, migrating people to one area, one geographic area, is an important concept. The intentional migration of libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, cryptocurrency-type people to come to New Hampshire. The fact is, we don't have enough. You know? We had a couple dozen activists who were interested in this particular case with the local credit union that has just been voted by its members to be subsumed by a much larger credit union from a different state. We didn't have enough people to have an effect. We, you know, even if all of our activists came out in Cheshire County, we wouldn't have been able to outvote the 250 people that voted. And it's unfortunate, but that's, you know, that's where we are. And so we need literally, we need hundreds more people to move. We need thousands more to move across all of New Hampshire who care about freedom. Because, you know, if you're not willing to put some effort into liberty, then why, you know, what, you think you can just vote your way to freedom? It's not going to work like that.
Well, I think there should be some caution. What, like they say, around 4,000 people have already, or liberty-minded people have already came here, and we got one Cantwell. So if there's, let's say, 10,000 more people come, then on average we have two more Cantwells. Do you think the state could handle that?
I don't know, but I did. Oh, did I mention? Yeah, I did mention earlier that there is going to be a fight night coming up between Aria DeMezzo, the anarchist shemale, and Chris Cantwell, the crying Nazi. So that's going to happen in about 2 weeks' time.
It's he prefers, like, the hero of Charlottesville.
Well, he got kicked out of all of Virginia, apparently, so he can't go back to Charlottesville for the next 5 years.
No, I think there's a civil suit. There's some sort of civil suit he might have to return to Virginia for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that against him or by him?
No, it's against him and a lot of the other organizers.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been following it too closely, but yeah, there is a civil suit.
So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And so we are going to get to your phone calls and thoughts. We're actually here live at this point. Just want to make it clear, because I always feel bad when we can't do a show live, because we're here literally 365 days a year doing shows. And, of course, we weren't live from Anarchapulco, because we basically can't be when we're doing events like that. But we still recorded the show live, and we were still at that event live and in person. So I still kind of feel like that counts. I don't know. You might disagree. 855, either way, the show's free, so we can't give you your money back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, there's some news about guns.
Oh, yeah.
Vincent, you're going to share that with us. A big package, and I'm imagining it's not good news about guns.
No.
Coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Never is.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, keep in mind, this is a broadcast radio show, so there are some things you just can't say on the radio in the United States. However, there's going to be an opportunity for you to come up here later tonight for you to say many of those things, because we will be doing our Twitch-only after show, which we call Freer Talk Live. That's coming up after 10 p.m. Eastern Time on our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Vincent, you're going to be staying on. Joining me on what is a marathon radio day for you. You started out this morning at 9 a.m. With a local broadcast radio show here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. You're now on Free Talk Live until 10, and then you're going to be on Freer Talk Live with me as we open up the phones and basically go no censors, at least no FCC censors, because Twitch has its own rules, but they're not as many rules as the FCC has.
Hopefully my voice could hold out.
Yeah, it can get exhausting. If you do a lot of radio, especially if you're by yourself,
especially if you're a daily smoker, too.
It can be very exhausting. So anyway, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Stay tuned if you're on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Stick around, because immediately after our radio show is done, we take a quick break for the news, you know, bathroom break, whatever, and then we're back and we do the uncensored version of Free Talk Live at twitch.lrn.fm. That's tonight. We go to the phones and to the fun. Keenan is on the line. In Kentucky, Keenan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent. Go ahead.
Hey, folks. I've been a long-time listener and admirer of you all, and I've been meaning to call in for quite a while now. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't worry about it. No worries.
So I kind of wanted to call and talk a little bit about college. I was just listening on the podcast and shaving and getting ready for bed, and I was inspired to call in, and I forget the guy's name. But, yeah, I just kind of wanted to lay out my...
Oh, you're talking about the caller. We had a caller recently who was very disappointed with his college experience. He is a senior at a private college, I think a Catholic college, actually, in Washington, D.C., and he's 21. I believe he's in his final semester, and within the recent months, he came to the conclusion that it's been a huge waste. He's $50,000 in debt. as a result of this. And, he's pretty bummed out about it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I didn't go to college for quite a while, so I waited until I was 25 to start. And I worked at UPS, so they pay for a bunch of that stuff. So I made sure when I went, I had all of it paid for by an employer.
Okay, and, smart move.
I always, always, always try to talk people out of going. If they don't have it covered by someone else, if they're not offloading right. the cost onto their employer or grants or whatever, don't
or grandparents
go.
Or whatever. I mean, if you got rich family, then whatever. But yeah, if you've got to right. bear those tens of thousands of dollars or even more than that for the rest of your life, it's got to be a huge burden.
But look, I got a little busy there. But when I went and got an associate's degree, they paid for it and I was going to leave UPS, but boom, they call me and they promote me to a plant engineering gig. And so now I start going for a bachelor's degree, and I'm not really wanting this bachelor's degree. The associates I went on my own, but the bachelor's degree is kind of forced by them. But I'm trying to get at, I'm still 10 classes away, and suddenly I'm swiping my debit card to pay for these classes, and they started out at $1,500, and every semester they go up. This is per class, and now they're.
Wait, I thought you said UPS was paying for it.
All right. They did until I got promoted from a part-time package thrower to a professional plant engineering person. So
why would they be more? Hold on, I'm confused. Why would they? I've never worked for them before, and I don't work with companies. But why would they pay for a part-time package guy to go to college, but not their full-time employee?
I'm not 100% certain, to be honest. I think. The youngins that are throwing boxes, I think they must be so cheap wage wise that there must be some sort of bonus to paying for all their schooling like that. I'm not sure why, but once you get technical and full time, all that's gone.
So they're basically like, okay, well, we're paying you more, so you can just go ahead and pay your own way in college is basically the.
Yeah, something like that. So I had to figure out a lot of this college payment stuff on my own.
So wait, how far were you through? Just to be clear, you'd already gotten the associates on the backs of UPS, but as soon as you got the associates, that's when they promoted you, and then they told you they wanted you to finish, or was it your decision that you wanted to? Unclear as to your motivation.
If I ever wanted to be promoted further to like a big collared shirt level, they want the piece of paper from me, and I'm kind of content with going, but I am forcing myself into it now. Like the associates I did for me, mm-hmm. but this stuff I'm doing for not me. So I have to force myself into it. But every semester, the cost of this stuff is going up. So one class costs $1,500 and it goes up 30, 40, 50 bucks per semester. And I don't understand who's sending their kids off to this stuff. My ex-boyfriend, this poor dude, got shoved out of home at 18, and they didn't care what happened, just go to college. So this poor guy goes for culinary, and he lives at the dorms, and then after his two-year degree, he doesn't know what to do, so he goes for a four-year hospitality management degree. Hmm. Which means just not to be a butthole to your guests,
you need to go to school for that?
This poor guy has, apparently, but he's got $80,000 debt to show for it, and he's a secretary now. And, I mean,
so he's not even working in food? He's not even working in that industry?
The last I heard, no. And his parents kind of pushed him off to go. And I know there's so many different people like this to where their parents yep. are just shoving them to go.
Vincent, you're
classes.
In college right now. Have you had this experience where you've looked at the prices of the college courses? Are they going up over the years?
Well, I don't look at the price of a course. I look at the price overall for the semester.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the prices are going up for the semester.
So even if you're taking the same amount of classes, the price is going up?
Yeah. So what I'm paying now, right, this year, is what an out-of-state student would have been paying when I first enrolled in.
And you're in your third year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've talked my sister out of going.
Huh.
Like, she went to some, I guess it was a for-profit school, and as soon as you show up, they smile and they hold your hand and they do all the paperwork and stuff for you. But I tried to talk her out of going until she had someone else to pay for it. And I mean, she has debt now for it and she didn't finish, but this college stuff, I wish I'd never, I wish I would have been motivated to go out and start learning a bunch of skills on my own. I wish I would have followed the more libertarian, voluntarist, you know, urge to go, you know, self-learn and forge my own freaking path, you know?
You and me both.
So wait, are you still in the midst of this, right, Keenan? Where are you at with your degree? How close are you?
I'm like 10 classes out, man.
Right.
And
so you get two more semesters.
Yeah. It'll be cool to have this piece of paper, but I'm debt-free. Like, I debit card swipe, and I only take as many classes
as
I have money. But debit card swipe hurts. It hurts deep inside.
I bet, man. I bet. Hey, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts and your experience here with us tonight, because it's so common that we hear from people who are in college or who went to college who regret it, who have serious regrets about it. Now, that's not to say that it isn't right for people. There might be some people. Some careers certainly, you know, are very specific. You have to have a degree. You know, you want to be a doctor? You can't be a shade tree doctor and make, you know, any money. So you pretty much have to do college in certain areas. But there are a lot of people who end up, like he was saying, even the guy who went to school for culinary didn't end up working in the food service. I mean, a lot of times, the typical story as you hear is somebody gets a college degree for X, and then they end up working as a waitress, right? Like, it's usually food service that these college students end up going into because it's easy to get those jobs. And in that case, this dude's got a culinary degree as an associate, and he's not even using it. How tragic is that?
Oh, and all the money, you know, it's all that money you're never going to get back, and you're going to be, if it's like a federal loan, you're going to be a slave. You're already slaves of government. Right. Sure, you're going to be more so a slave.
But now you're in debt, yeah. Because if you're not in debt, you have way more freedom. You can make many choices in life if you're not tied down by debt. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got a full hour to go here before we get to the uncensored version of Free Talk Live on our Twitch channel later at twitch.lrn.fm. Hour 3 on the radio side is coming up next. So join us and bring up whatever you want.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.